In this week's Sedra Vayeshev, we read about the sale of Yosef into slavery by his brothers and how he's carted off to Mitzrayim by a group of Yishmaelite merchants. Interestingly, the pasuk tells us what they were carrying, Ugmalehem Nosim Nechot Trivalot, i.e. various types of spices. And Rashi addresses the question of why we need to know what the Yishmaelites were carrying. What difference does it make to us whether they were carrying spices, Japanese electronics, or PPE? His answer is that it demonstrates how HaKadosh Baruch Hu protected Yosef, since usually these sorts of travelling merchants only carried foul-smelling fuels. But on this occasion, they were carrying pleasant-smelling spices, so that Yosef's journey to Mitzrayim wouldn't become any more traumatic than it already was. The question that occurred to me was, would Yosef need to say a bracha of Borei Mineh V'Samim when he was hauled up onto the wagon, if he could smell all these wonderful spices? The Shulchan Aruch and Aruch Chaim, Siman Reish Yud Zayin Sif Aleph, writes, if one goes into a spice shop, then you need to say a bracha on the smell of the spices. But in Sif Bet, he writes, that you only say a bracha on spices that are there to smell nice, and not on spices which are placed there for some other purpose, for example, in order to get rid of a foul odour. The Mishnah Berurah explains as follows. In the case of a shop, the spices are there as merchandise and to be sold, so presumably one shouldn't say a bracha over them. But he explains that in actual fact, they are there to be smelled, as the shopkeeper wants people to smell them when they come into the shop, as that's a sort of marketing ploy. But he also says that if they're in storage around the back of the shop, then you wouldn't say a bracha on them, because in that case they haven't been brought out for their aroma. However, even in that case, if you pick up some of the spices to smell, then you've turned them into smelling spices, which would require bracha, though the Chazon Ish maintained that if you were going to return them to the storage sack, you wouldn't say a bracha. So what should Yosef HaTzadik have done? Lechara, the spices were on the wagon only for transportation purposes, rather than for the enjoyment of any slaves who happened to be on board as well. In which case, he shouldn't have said Borei Mineh V'Samim. But if he took a handful of the spices in order to smell them, in order to lift his spirits, then according to the Mishnah Berurah, he would have needed to say a bracha. Except that, of course, Yosef wouldn't have done that, because they weren't there for him to take, and if he'd taken them, that would have been gezeila. And Yosef was a tzaddik. Ad kad.